Sorry, Charlie. Only good-tasting tuna get to be star-kissed.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
People and inhabitants of the planet Earth, it is I, your pop chip eating leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, joined here by today with Miss Thang.
Say nom hi. Nom nom.
Yeah, you know why she's nom nomming? Because we got a pop chips contest going on. Let me tell you about the new pop chips. Never fried, never baked. Pop chips has created the love triangle you won't regret. It's tortilla pop chips. See, they don't mess with tradition. They start with stone ground masa. That's the same thing as whole grain corn used in traditional tortillas. They add a little heat and pressure to pop the tortilla chips, and then they top them off with naturally delicious seasonings.
These tortilla chips are so tasty and crispy, you won't even notice they're, we hesitate to say, healthier. Their pop tortilla chips are available in 4 taste bud popping flavors. Nacho cheese.
A nacho above the best.
Ranch.
The coolest cream of the crunch.
Chili limon.
Chips gone wild with a twist of limon.
Salsa.
Meet your newest salsa partner.
Half the fat of flavored fried tortilla chips, 0 grams trans fat, 0 grams of saturated fat in chili limon and salsa, only 0.5 grams in nacho cheese and ranch.
So make sure you get some the new love triangle pop chips.
And at the end of today's podcast, we're going to tell you how you can sign up to win a month's supply of the tortilla pop chips.
1 month supply.
1 month.
Of the love triangle.
But you got to listen to the whole podcast.
See,
so stay tuned.
Well, sounds like you're begging. Please, please listen.
No, I'm just saying, hang in there.
It gets better.
Free food. Nothing can beat free food, except free alcohol.
Oh. Girls always get free alcohol, though.
Ladies'
night. Y'all
are
used to that. That's so wrong. In this day and age, what happened to equality? I'm sick of this ladies get to drink free. When do the guys get to drink free? You know, if the guys show up, the ladies will show up.
Not true. Not true.
What do you mean? Is that how it works?
No.
If you have a guys' night, and guys are all getting drunk, and the ladies know they can come down there and cut one out of the herd and get them some prime grade A beef man meat.
I've met those type of ladies.
Uh-huh.
But that's not common.
I thought that's what ladies' night is all about.
No, ladies' night is getting cheap drinks and possibly meeting the future husband.
No, I think it's all about getting drunk and finding that one night stand.
Huh. What kind of women you been hanging out with?
Yodelay.
Well, enough of that. Let's go to the phone and get our favorite Friday guy day. It's Mike Jones, everybody. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
So what's new and exciting?
Probably changing careers.
A new career path.
Yeah, new career path.
Nothing like a change like that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
What kind of job is it?
I can't say.
Oh. government work? Spy. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to have to die.
Yeah, you know.
So I'll just think myself.
Who knew that you were actually Jason Bourne?
Yodelay.
Well, you got anything that you want to bring up, or anything that you saw in the news, or?
Well, I guess lately I was just kind of wondering about that. Joe Biden, do you think we're going to get rid of Joe Biden? Maybe have to run against Hillary after September 6th?
You think that's what's going to happen?
It's a possibility.
Especially since he's...
Joe Blah Blah and Joe Biden had lunch today, and I'm sure that got discussed.
Especially since he opened his mouth about this whole, I'll send you back to the slavery days.
Yeah, he'll put you back in chains. GM is the best car company in the 20th century, according to him. And Obama's got a really big stick.
Talk softly and carry a really big stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said the president's got a really big stick, I promise.
Like that's what goes along with
it. Of course, he would know.
He probably had to do something with it to get that job.
Absolutely. He probably has to do something with it every time he makes a gaffe.
Yeah.
About twice a week now, he goes out and says something completely stupid, so he's probably having to really take care of that big stick.
Joe, did you just say something stupid? Come over here.
Yeah. You want to keep that place over at the Naval Observatory.
Yeah, he doesn't worry about getting a foot in his mouth, keeping his foot out of his mouth. It's keeping the big stick out of his mouth.
Yeah. What's that Bible verse about thy rod and my staff?
They comfort me.
He should probably get a T-shirt with that on it.
Obama's rod and his staff, they comfort me. Did you see our last night we were did a thing on today's podcast about the new latest fad is anal tattooing?
Yeah, I saw something about that on Facebook. Looked really not fun.
And
probably not attractive.
Probably definitely not attractive, but I don't know who you'd show it to.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to see that.
Not even if a friend had it. You would go, hey, do you want to see my new Hawaiian turtle tattoo? Not there, I don't, no.
Yeah, where is it? Oh, it's on my anus. You just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know who comes up with these and why it becomes a fad, you know?
I don't know. You know, you're like middle-aged and get a few hemorrhoids going on, you know, and the Hawaiian turtle tattoo's probably going to look more like a wart toad or something, you know? You want to see the wart toad I got on my anus?
I think you could probably get like a pirate tattooed there, so it looked like just the one eye. You could get a patch tattooed. or you could get a...
Yeah, maybe a CBS logo.
That's right. Get a CBS logo on your butthole. Yeah, or you get a skull tattoo and it looks like the eye socket.
There you go. Yeah, I'm still voting for the CBS tattoo. You know, considering all the shit that comes out of that
out of that channel. The only thing that I think I like out of that show really is Hawaii Five-0.
I watched that probably like four times. I kept giving it a chance and finally just gave up on it. I mean, the scenery's nice, but the plots suck. And I guess I was just I grew up, I watched the original Hawaii Five-0 with Jack Lord, and that was a good show.
Yeah. Well, the new one is definitely more of like a soap opera, sort of. You have to watch the plot line, and there's several stories going on about it, why he's trying to figure out who his dad is and that, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but nobody's saying anything funny, and there's no sex in it or anything, so it's like, well, you know, shit, I can just turn off the TV and get that around the house.
That's right. If I don't want anything funny or sex, I'll talk to the wife.
Yeah. If I want unfunniness and no sex, I can turn off the television. You know, I turn this thing on to be entertained.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I've become more – I'm like that with movies. That's one of the reasons I hate going to cartoon movies is because – there's nothing adult about it. If I go to a movie, I want to be entertained, not like, oh, wasn't that cute?
Because
I have a lot of friends that, like, they can't believe that what, you haven't seen Rango? What, you haven't seen The Incredibles? No. There's real movies that adults go to.
Exactly. I don't need to see some CGI cartoon that was tailored to four-year-olds.
Yeah, that's... Do you like the...
Give me boobs and car crashes, damn it.
That's how I go, well, not anymore, but when Blockbuster was first opened, I mean, that's really how you looked at movies. I didn't have to read the story. You could just look at the box and go, oh, yeah, car crash and bikinis. This will be a good one.
Yeah, you know, I watched like the JFK thing, the Oliver Stone JFK thing, and, you know, it was pretty good. Some guy's riding down the road and gets his head shot off, and then, you know, that was pretty good. But, you know, after that, it was just boring as hell courtroom stuff. And like, where's the boobs? And, you know, turned it off.
Just every once in a while, they should just have a boob for no reason. Like, you know, when he's talking to his wife in the shower about the court case.
Yeah, you know, like the occasional butts that they have on some network channels. Just have the occasional boob just walk by, you know, in the middle of the scene.
Yeah, well, it happens in real life. Don't, you know, your wife will walk across the room naked, or, you know, somebody gets out of the shower and you're still having a conversation. You know what I mean? You go down.
Oh, yeah, she does that all the time. You know, I can be, you know, talking about replumbing the bathroom or whatever with a friend in the living room. Wife will just, you know, walk by naked. Yeah, it happens every day.
Yeah. Isn't it horrible, though, when they run around the house naked and they tempt you and then they don't want to do anything?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or you just get used to it.
I'm 46.
You've got been there, done that.
Yeah, I've been married 23 years, you know, or coming up on 23 years, so.
Wow.
We pretty much got to come to an agreement and, like, cash in our coupons and whatnot, you know, and that's going to happen. It's not like you can just walk across the room naked and I'm ready to go. It's like, shit, I've seen that already.
Don't you miss the days when, like, you know, the wind would blow and all of a sudden, boing, let's go, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. My underwear lasts a lot longer nowadays than they did back then.
I'm not
buying underwear nearly as often.
Yeah, you're not vitamin.
Rubbing a hole in them like I used to.
Or you're not. But now that you're at that age where you take vitamins and you vitamin stain, pee stain them.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to buy all, like, orange underwear so it doesn't look like a no-fault Tropicana going on there on the front.
See, I can't figure out why they haven't just made underwear the default color of brown now. You know, haven't they figured out that white underwear just gets ruined?
I'm telling you. I mean, they should make a Rit dye. You know what Rit dye is?
Uh-huh.
See, they should have that, like, various shades of poop so that men can tint their underwear and have it all one color. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, just buy it packaged in brown or maybe, you know, red.
Yeah, but what if it's not your shade of brown now? You know how, like, women are with their hosiery and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
It's like 37 different shades of brown. I'm like, give me a friggin' break, you know? It's brown.
Yeah, but
the damn brown or the nude or the white ones.
But
the only difference.
But is your poop, like, caramel brown, or is it mocha brown, or is it is it dark cooking chocolate brown, or is it...
Yeah, it could be a shade difference on those caramel, depending on how you pronounce it, whether it's caramel or caramel.
Exactly.
It could be a half shade away from each other.
Yeah, so you gotta...
Sir, do you want the caramel or the caramel brown?
Right. So I always wonder, like, when you go to...
Just give me the candy corn colored I'm going to cover all my bases in case my vitamin piss gets on the front of them.
Yeah, they should just do it like a Neapolitan ice cream.
There you go. That way the roids, the poop, everything just kind of blends in.
Wow. Well, I've always wondered why, you know, like, not why, but if you go to, like, 31 Flavors and you say to the girl behind the counter, I'd like the, you know, the caramel on top of my vanilla, and she replies to, yes, I'll be glad to put caramel on there for you. Is she correcting you, or is she just using the version that she knows to say?
I think she's just correcting you because she's some smart ass that's probably had a year at junior college and thinks she's an English major. had that happen to me in a restaurant in Atlanta one time. I ordered some Worcestershire sauce for my steak, and the waiter, who seemed to be a big Star Trek fan, just said, oh, you want some Worcestershire sauce? And my son almost got up and punched him. He was such a smart ass. So, yeah, you know, they're out there.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. You prick. But, you know.
I've always heard, growing up in the South, where you're from, too, it's Worcestershire. Give me some Worcestershire sauce.
I don't think he had a job after that night because he just really didn't know who he was fucking with.
Uh-huh.
And you better be editing this because I don't want any curse words on here.
We can't have that on a podcast.
Hell no.
Miss Thing will flip out.
I wouldn't want to offend Miss Thing. She's a nice girl.
Have you heard a couple times when she just, like, turns on me when we're podcasting? If I just say a word, she's like, gets quiet and stares at me like, I can't believe you said that.
Girls, what
are
you going to do?
I like the other day when she told, I was talking about the anal beads, and she goes, I think we should save this topic for a Mike Jones day.
Obviously, she has a fairly low opinion of me. If the mention of anal beads makes my name pop into her mind, I am truly sorry.
That is, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's exactly what happened. You better save this for a Mike Jones day. Anal
Gosh,
beads.
I'm ashamed of myself now. Anal beads and Mike Jones are synonymous, apparently.
Well, so I think she just thinks of you as the more the edgier part of this podcast. You know that you'll talk about the subjects that she just can't say.
But she's thought about them, though.
Yeah, because remember, she's son of a banana person. You know.
She's a what?
She always says like son of a banana.
Son of a banana.
Son of a banana. She's one of those people.
She likes to walk around with those Benihana balls.
Benihana balls. Oh, speaking of which, I saw those on the back of, not the Benihana balls, but I saw the balls hanging off the back of a truck this morning. You've seen those? They look like...
Yeah, truck nuts. Truck nuts.
Yeah, truck nuts hanging off. And I thought, really, who does that?
Male trucks.
Male trucks. So the ones that don't have them, that married guys, or
there's another car following behind that truck that has its nuts in a little jar in the trunk.
Well, I thought, well, maybe I should go get some that are like really big and drag the ground, you know, because they can't just send off sparks and stuff.
Hell yeah, like some Billy Goat truck nuts.
Exactly. And somebody
what
goes,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I posted that on my Facebook, and somebody goes, well, if they drag the ground, wouldn't this, is that on an old truck?
Yeah, it's like in that hero guy playing golf in Bermuda shorts truck.
Ooh, this ground sure is rough.
Ow, damn that putter.
No, hit the golf
balls. Wrong ball. I'm going to stand here and drink a beer and rest my nuts on this golf tee.
You know, if women only understood what men have to go through with that kind of gravity trouble.
I'm telling you, all they have is like that pain of childbirth thing. Big deal.
Yeah. Try carrying balls around for years.
Yeah. They don't have to drag their ovaries around on the golf course behind them like we do when we get old.
No. That reminds me, the other day I was watching that new Charlie Sheen, the Anger Management.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Yelp, the website Yelp that does reviews and things. And one of the characters goes, what's Yelp? And the old guy goes, that's the sound you make when you sit on your balls.
Which I'm doing right now.
Right this second.
I already yelped.
There's some pretty good writing
well,
on that show.
Action. I was yelping.
Yelp.
Yeah, you better be editing. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, this is a little too lowbrow for us.
It is. You need to elevate the discourse of this conversation.
Bring it up to what level at this point? Let me. I'm gonna call up MSN right now and look see what the major like what's happening now.
Nothing super important, I wouldn't think. We have one sun in the sky and it's not raining or anything, so the world's not ending, so other than that, there'll be probably some bullshit political news of some sort.
Well, you know how they're always trying to create stories.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour news cycle. You've got like a half a dozen stations worried with the 24-hour news cycle that constantly have to make news out of nothing. You know,
and just scare the crap out of people with, you know, they. So this is what I had a discussion one time with about this woman goes, well, I don't let my kids play in the front yard because, you know, they could be kidnapped. And I go, well, how often do you hear about that? She goes, every day. Well, yeah, because they show the same story over and over and over.
Yeah, like it really gets a slow news day. And it's like, you know, three guys were mugged in Tajikistan or something. And they're going to carry on about that for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, show them.
Now, what are we going to do? We need diplomatic ties broken with Tajikistan over the muggings. You know, or they threw some tomatoes at Hillary Clinton because they thought she was Rosie O'Donnell or something. Who knows?
Right, right.
Just constant, just BS news that's not news that nobody cares about. But they've got to do something to fill up those hours. So they've got 30 minutes worth of news and 24 hours to report it.
Yeah, hold on just a sec. Hold on. Okay, sounds good. My sister was here. She was just dropped by. She said hi and leaving.
Your sister? There's more like you?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of us.
Oh, God.
Let's see. What's
scary
the...
Scary thought.
Oh.
Is she funny?
No. Mm-mm. She's just smart.
Oh, well, put her on then.
No, she's just smart. She's one of those that made straight A's her entire life. You know those people?
I knew some girls in high school that are like straight A cups, but I didn't really hang out with the straight A students.
Yeah, you're an A cup person. Who? Oh, here it is. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Well, you know what today is, right? Today is the 35th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death.
It is. It's the 16th. You're absolutely right. I remember what I was doing today, Elvis died.
What were you doing?
I was eating some crappy-ass liver and onions at the dinner table with my parents when it came on the news. I was 11 years old. And I cried. I remember that.
Did you really?
Oh, I loved Elvis. I thought he was some sort of movie star.
Well, no,
you know,
was.
I grew up watching all of his crummy fan movies and everything and thought it was the most awesome thing ever. But my best friend down the street, his mom was, because I had young parents, and my friend's parents were probably 10 to 15 years older than they were. So my best friend's mother was like the biggest Elvis fan of all time, had all of his original 45s pressed and photo albums and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, she put tin foil over all her windows and played Elvis records and just cried for about 3 days after that happened.
You're shitting me.
I still remember that. No, it really happened. I still remember that. Actually, her daughter is one of my Facebook friends, so she could verify.
She might hear this. Yeah, this. I was a major Elvis fan for the like you said, the bad movies. I loved the horrible, like, you know, Roustabout and all that. And
yeah.
it was
clam bake. We're gonna have a clam bake.
Exactly. Well,
it was
Elvis that got me on my Hawaii kick.
Really, you know, wasn't?
You know how he did all the, you know, was it Blue Hawaii and
mm-hmm.
all the...
And Aloha from Hawaii, that live album that he did.
Right. So Elvis was the one that always made me want to go to Hawaii when I was a kid. And when I finally got there, I mean, that's why I love tacky Hawaii, because of Elvis. I want it to be in that time period. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to get laid and have the grass skirt hula girls meet you when you're getting off the plane.
Right.
People fainting and blowing kisses and throwing panties at you and whatnot.
Right.
That probably happens to you.
That's what happens
that
when
probably
I
probably happens every... Yeah.
I step off a plane in Pasadena, California, it's like that. Panties just flying at me. And I mean flying, because they're giant. They're like massive. They're the size of smart cars.
That's just because you get off the plane at the Pasadena Senior Center and you probably look like the guy in the laundry room that's supposed to wash the underwear.
Man, I do need to get a haircut then.
Yeah, they're tossing me the next load. Here, watch these and hold them. So, we've got some ladies on their way to the cafeteria for chocolate pudding night. We're going to need these in a couple of hours.
Now, is it going to be caramel pudding or caramel pudding?
It could be tapioca.
Before it's all over.
Eating. Yeah. You know, feed them a little rice around me.
Yeah, I'm a
recycled tapioca.
But I do like tapioca. I like tapioca and banana pudding when it comes to puddings.
I like homemade banana pudding that they make here in the good old South.
Oh, yeah, with the real bananas and the Nilla wafers.
Oh, hell yeah, that's so good.
Nilla.
My grandmother made some awesome vanilla or banana pudding. Oh, that was good. You can't buy banana pudding like that.
No, I'm thinking
you can get those, like, banana meringue cream pies from Mrs. Smith or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, that tastes like something that you'd mop up at a porn theater somewhere. Horrible.
Yeah, my grandmother used to make those lemon and banana pies, but the meringue was about 6 inches thick on top.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
the way?
I would always scrape that crap off and just eat the banana pudding that was underneath. I could care less about the meringue. And I just realized after that last comment that Miss Thing probably has a valid point about me.
On the anal beads, how you took it right straight to the chocolate pudding and the old people's underwear?
Yeah. She was probably giving me the benefit of the doubt. You know? I just took the conversation right into the gutter.
Yeah, well, I was going to take it there sooner or later because we were talking about Elvis and Elvis dying, and I was going to bring up the fact he died on the shitter. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I
squeezing out a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Well, that's how I know that Elvis didn't fake his death, because of all the ways that you were going to fake your death, would you want him to find you dead on the toilet?
Yeah, I don't think I would want that to be reported.
Yeah, I'd
want like a Sonny Bono death, you know, skied into a tree or something.
Yeah, we found him dead, face down, with his ass sticking up the air like a bicycle rack.
Yeah, or had a heart attack banging, you know, six Victoria's Secret models at the same time or
right.
something like that.
Not with your pajama bottoms around his ankles, found face down on the shag carpet.
Smelling like high karate and reading Highlights magazine.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what Elvis was reading. He had to have a magazine in his hand. No one's ever reported.
Yeah.
No one's ever reported what magazine was in it, because you can't go to the bathroom without a magazine. I don't know how your eyes are connected to your butt, but there is some kind of opto-rectal nerve.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably the Weekly Reader or Highlights or something like that. I'm sure he was trying to teach himself the English language. Well,
he was doing highlights. Going, well, I found nine of the hidden things in the tree.
Yeah, and he was kind of leaning over the bathroom vanity while he was reading it because he had a big platter of fried chicken there next to him.
It probably
it
fired.
Kind of good, actually.
His ass probably fired off like a cannon, and it shot him off the toilet.
Possibly he died from blunt force trauma and they just never reported it. It'd be that he banged his head on the ceiling.
Strange, so hard. And took off. It actually was a broken neck. They've never reported the fact.
I heard that he would have models come over to his house and just wear nothing but white cotton panties and wrestle his monkey in the jungle room.
Really?
You ever hear that?
No, are you serious?
I seriously have heard that, yeah. I don't know if it's urban legend or not, but it sounds plausible to me.
Have you seen
the Jungle Room?
Yeah, I have. Have you been to Graceland?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have actually been kicked out 3 times. I'm not kidding, but there's a comic named Ward Smith, and Ward listens to this, so hey Ward. We got kicked out once together. Here's the times that I got kicked out. We were walking down the hall, and you know how they have the jumpsuits? They all have all his different, you know, like rhinestone suits. And I go, shouldn't these be getting progressively bigger? And they're like, sir, if you can't be respectful, you're gonna have to leave. Like, oh,
seriously?
Yeah, whatever. And then.
I paid my money. I'm making fun of his fat ass until I get to the end of this thing.
Well, here's what happened at the end of it. The next time I took the tour, at the very end, you know, it comes out of the house, and it goes into the gym, the racquetball area. And the lady giving the tour goes, Elvis was playing racquetball the day he died. I go, that fat bastard couldn't play pinball the day he died. This, sir, if you can't be respectful, you're going to have to leave.
Oh, you blasphemed the king of rock and roll.
And then the other time, it was when we put the bouquet of McDonald's French fries on his grave. We got the big supersized. And then we pretend to cry, just like, oh, my God, I miss you so much. You meant the world to me.
This fry is for you, king.
So, yeah, king. Yeah, he's buried in the backyard like king. Here, king. Here, king.
Yeah. Here's my burnt offering, microwave McDonald's French fries.
We're going to miss you so much. You were the soundtrack of my life. Sir, if you can't be respectful, you're going to have to leave.
Well, I'll just have to leave then. I can't say that I've ever been thrown out. I think I've been to Graceland about 3 times. It's probably been, gosh, 20 years since I've been to Graceland. It seems like all the jumpsuits and stuff were in the basement then. And the goofy-ass pink Jeep that he had in that, what movie was that? Was that Clambake or Blue Hawaii?
I think it was Blue Hawaii, I believe. And that Jeep just sits out there now with, like, the tires have rotted off of it. And
I've actually got a picture of me sitting in that pink Jeep, but it was actually in good shape at that point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need to post that up on Facebook. I got a picture of me sitting in that pink Jeep.
Yeah. You know, if you go there now, it looks so bad because it was so 70s. You know what I mean? Now it's so outdated that it just looks so bad. I mean, it was so – there was Puerto Ricans coming out going, man, that was tacky.
Puerto Ricans think it's tacky. That's pretty bad.
Oh. All right, man. Well,
this Cholo didn't even have any 20s on his pink Jeep.
Yeah. Dude. All right, man. Well, thanks for joining me. That's our 30 minutes, and we had a great one today, and I appreciate you hanging in with me. We'll do it again next week.
Sure. Be sure to cut out about 15 minutes of that. And take out all the curse words while you're at it.
I promise I will not do that. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Mike Jones, right, everybody.
See ya.
See ya. Bye. Okay, but before we go, I should tell you how to win those pop chips. You want to tweet me, at Steve McGrew, and put hashtag... pop my love triangle. That's right. Hashtag pop my love triangle. So that's how you're going to register to win the month supply of pop chips. That's tweet me at Steve McGrew. Hashtag pop my love triangle. That's it. We've had a great day today. Sorry this got up so late. DSL was horrible and finally got it up and working, and I'm up to 12 megabytes of speed. So it's going to be better next time. So have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind